I've been writing this thing quite recently, and having attended the gala opening in the opera at Vasaria last weekend, I decided that I would write my opera and get it over with. You know, I figured that the plot of an opera is not much worse than the plot of a movie, so if you can't lick them, join them, you know. Well, I implemented my decision by writing music and, of course, the libretto to an exciting new work, dramatic, a masterpiece that probably will never be repeated again after this evening, as a matter of fact. It's entitled Il Draculare. Thank you, my dear. Now, of course, the opera opens with Count Dracula pursuing the beautiful Princess Sananka, you understand? And she's visiting her uncle, Dr. Frankenstein. But Princess Sananka is secretly in love with Larry Talbot, his younger brother. He goes under the name of Jack Milton, that's the way I worked it out. Jack Milton has been unjustly accused, mind you, by the Internal Revenue Department. And he has become a troubadour. He has also just won the head-smashing contest in Vasaria. Princess Sananka, running through the Malaphasia Gardens in a diaphanous dress of off-white tulle, you know. Jack Milton in hot pursuit. So is Count Dracula. Now the two men meet, and they fight, and Dracula has his head smashed, and he sings a dark hymn of revenge, Non voglio giocare in vostra cortile. We are not going to be here Monday as we usually are, but we'll be here New Year's Eve with a grand climax to the year, and I will choose the Transylvanian Man of the Year. I'm sure you're all waiting to hear who that might be. I'll tell you one thing, it won't be anybody in this movie tonight. We've got some bad movies here at Channel 7, but that one's one of the worst, I think. Some guy had the nerve to call up and said he liked the movie. All right, Larry. I'm coming, Larry boy. I hear your gentle wolf call calling, Larry.